I could use a timpani for the following announcement. This is a big one. The man to my left, Mike Clark, called Dennis Quaid's manager yesterday.
What?
This is one of the biggest ongoing jokes. Mike Clark, I gets a little overexcited, and he starts making bodacious claims. We were running him down the other day.
What?
Don't run him down again.
I thought about taking calls and emails about it.
Don't.
What things has Mike Clark claimed that just became running jokes on?
Don't do it.
And he clings to them. I don't know why he doesn't just give up the ghost. The biweekly workouts. The biceps. Remember?
Yeah,
I remember biceps
that.
By the end of the summer from your biweekly workouts.
I was going to do that. And then I lost my trainer.
You're going to set up the...
not the guy.
Yeah, is there just one trainer in town?
I didn't hire a trainer. It was a guy I knew that, I don't know, got mad and I don't know what happened.
You were going to call Dennis Quaid's manager and set up Dennis's band's gig in town, which I thought that was exciting. I mean,
yeah, it's exciting.
What was the other big claim he made?
Billy Bob Thornton's band.
Billy Bob Thornton's band. You going to set that up.
Well, yeah, but that's... His people weren't responding.
Oh, the cooking show he was going to call.
Oh, the cooking show you're going to be on. Yeah,
well, hi, this is Chuck calling.
Yeah, but...
I met you at the Tiger game, and I have a cooking show on in Grosse Pointe and Harper Woods. And my telephone number is...
This one's still alive, by the way.
I know it's still alive, and every time we play this, it gets alive again.
If you want to come on with your wife or something and do a show, I'd really appreciate it. Again, my name is Chuck. And it was nice meeting you, and I hope to talk to you soon.
I think sometimes
that's
Mike,
because I had too much to drink when I was.
I was going to say that after a couple drinks, you get real excited to get out of your house and do things.
Yeah,
that and you forget the recluse you've become.
You're right. That was the. That's when I had that grill that I was really happy about with the steaks, you know. And we were at opening day, and I was literally poo-pooed to the gills, and I was excited by the prospect, you know. But then after that, the reality hit, and then it was just like, oh God, it'll take forever to do that.
I can't wait to hear about Dennis Quaid's management. But is this Mike? Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys.
Real quick,
what's up?
I don't have too much.
Oh, not too much. I was wondering if Mike ever got his seaplane rating there.
My seaplane rating.
Well, that reminds me, the helicopter you were going to fly.
Helicopter.
The little helicopter.
That's not my fault.
You're going to get that sucker.
That's not my fault. It has nothing to do with this. It's your fault. Did it ever happen?
Oh, I'm still waiting for it to happen.
All
Matt.
Right. Hey. Matt, to my pictures at Pico Corporation, would you?
What?
Could you say hey to my bitches at Pico Corporation?
Hey, Pico Corporation! Hey, bitches! Hey, bitch!
Is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Is this another Mike Clark claim?
Yeah, how about the one he claimed the longest and made the most biggest deal out of? Taking Lucy to lunch?
Oh, God. That's, I know. How ridiculous.
Now, how do you know that hasn't happened?
He just suggested some other activity with her.
For a week if it happened.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Oh, yeah. What about bringing Channel 4? Who's the channel?
Mike Landwolf.
Mike Landwolf. Why hasn't she ever come in? You keep saying she's going to come in.
She wants to come in. You always say that.
Flying the helicopter in the Silverdome?
Yeah.
No, we did. We got the helicopter out there, and they shut us down on that. Now everybody will attest to that.
Yeah, but it's never. It was going to come to the station. It was going to fly.
Well, yeah.
Do you still have that helicopter?
Yeah, the big one, the huge one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it doing?
It's sitting in a bedroom collecting dust. But that thing is huge. But that we did take that to the Silverdome. But they claimed if we made it a rip in the felt in the AstroTurf, they were going to charge us $1 million. And there became all these insurance problems, and we were sent packing after we unloaded everything in the middle of the field, which Mark and Mike know about that. Now, the helicopter in the studio, Matt Kenyatta, this guy who taught me.
Oh, God.
Now, I want to put the pressure on him. I want to put the pressure on him because he's building that helicopter, and there's been nothing but problems with it. And I've been financing it. And we will... Get that thing going.
I just remembered another one. Going gambling with your dad. That's where we're on about 2 months now.
Oh, you know what another one is?
What?
Mark and I and Mike's dad going golfing again.
Oh,
we did it once like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it every summer since.
Come in.
Let me write all this down.
Flying me up to Charlevoix?
Yeah, we're going to do that, Mark. I believe we're going to do that.
I believe we were talking about flying up north to go golfing and have lunch, too. And also flying to Chicago for lunch.
All right, we're going to do all that.
Mike is writing down notes.
Flying up to Charlevoix.
Where's this note? Seeing the movie Seabiscuit.
Oh, I want to see that. We're going to get into seeing movies.
I want to see
this. Holy crap. Oh, don't even start on that. God, I thought we weren't going to go through all this, and damn it, we went through all this.
Okay.
All right, wait a minute. Okay. The helicopter.
DrewMike@WRF.com, by the way, if you think of any other things that Mike has not followed through on.
Okay, wait a minute. Dad, golf.
He's been saying
casino.
For years that he's going to talk to my dad about his old flying days.
No, I want to do that. I knew. I want to talk to your dad about that. All right, wait a minute. The little helicopter.
DrewMike@WRF.com.
Fly Mark to Charlevoix. Take the boys golfing up north. Seabiscuit, Lucy lunch, dad golf casino.
Come to the house.
Book quiz.
No, we were just talking about that. Yeah,
we were just talking about that. We talked about 9,000 times.
Yeah, but I'm glad I waited because now it's even in. You've even come further with it.
He's also talked about having us all over for fillets at his house too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's been going on for years. This is what happens when you get a guy with a bad memory around people that all have a good memory. All right, what am I forgetting?
Visit Tessa's house. See the work on the house.
Rating.
You can get your gallbladder removed. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to seaplane this week.
Yeah, if the gallbladder, if that would not have been about to kill him, he would never have done that.
I know.
I'd be sitting there.
I'd still be sick.
You would.
I would. I know I would.
He also said he wanted, when they canceled
it
that
just seems
CBS
like there's
show.
There's no time to do anything.
Oh, yeah,
remember, you wanted to get copies of the actual show?
Well, I did. Now, don't get on that because we tried to do that.
No.
That wasn't my fault, Mike.
No, not
That's really. Nitpicking. We don't need to nitpick. It's bad enough as it is. We don't have to find things.
DrewMike@WRF.com. You think of anything else?
Oh, man.
No, I thought you just said
something. Oh, no, I was looking for, I think he's nitpicking.
Now, no more on the on movies. Don't, please.
Well, that's just an endless list.
All right, now, do I have everything? Fly the helicopter in here. Take Mark to Charlevoix. Take us up north golfing and so forth. Seabiscuit, Lucy lunch.
Yeah.
Dad golf casino. Talk to Walter's dad. Visit your house.
What's taking so long? Look at the phone. So the phones are lighting up. Yeah, there must be some other stuff in there.
What the hell? Was there anything else?
I'm sure there is. Biweekly workouts?
Oh, forget that.
New trainer?
I don't even want to do that anymore.
I'm glad you got a cooking show.
That's awful. The cooking show, that's just so involved. You know, can you imagine by the time that...
Both of these are.
Derek?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's
something?
Why they're not done yet. They're all involved.
Say what?
Did you have something?
I was calling about Mike not following through on his diet from all the weight he put on after his gallbladder surgery.
It doesn't appear to be any kind of proper diet for somebody who's gone through a medical situation.
I picked up a little bit of weight.
you still eating two malts a day, Mike? Or
I quit drinking malts.
He's not drinking two malts
a day. No, I'm not doing the malts. I quit the malts.
I got to tell you, though, kudos on the Mike Clark sandwich.
There you go.
Yeah.
I order ham and cheese every day and call it the Mike Clark sandwich, which is what Mike Clark calls it.
Now, see, I thought about that, and I followed through and created it.
There's one here I don't even want to mention.
Don't.
It's so ugly.
Be careful now.
And it's not your fault either.
Be careful. Some of these other things that aren't my fault. The helicopter in the studio is not my fault. I want that in here just as bad as you all do. Matt, come on. Let's go.
You're yelling at people to help you.
Well, because I need him to do the other half of it.
All right, well, I know the email is going to pour in. We'll have some more coming up.
Oh, great. I'll look forward to it.
Things Mike Clark has not followed through on that he's made bodacious claims about. Let's find out what happened with Dennis Quaid's manager. You called him yesterday.
Yeah, that's about it.
And? You left a message.
I left him three messages, actually.
What?
Really? Three messages? Yeah. He's going to think you have a date in mind.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting on that. Let's that ride now, because we're underway. All right.
Satellite TV?
Well, no, that you can't count that. That's nitpicking again, because that's really involved to do all that, as Drew can attest to.
I think he's nitpicking.
I agree.
Can you imagine me taking that on?
That took a lot of
patience. Took a lot of patience.
It's not done either.
Well, there you go.
Randy, when are you coming up?
I'll wait until that thing is debugged.
Can you run down Mike Clark's list of things to do?
Supposed to go eat at Four Seasons restaurant.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's right.
I might do that over Christmas vacation. Wait a minute.
Can I believe?
I overcommit myself. You won't
see. I knew that wouldn't pan out.
How about over Christmas vacation if I do that? Get Dolly. Bring her here by May in the plane. We're going to go gambling with my dad. In studio helicopter flight by the end of January. Stop making promises, promises, promises. That's what I get from you. I can't believe your promises. They never do come true. I worked on that like a son of a bitch. And I talked to his people. And that ended up to be a real cluster bleep. These are all things I want to do that I just don't end up having time to do. I overcommit myself.
Okay.
Oh, Christ, am I overwhelmed. I mean, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, what about that Reuben sandwich with Lucy?
See, these things I want to do. This is what you people don't understand.
What about his seaplane rating?
You know, the problem was I wanted a specific airplane for that. I didn't want these Piper Cubs and some of these other planes. I wanted a Cessna 182. And
radio for three. Stop making promises, promises, promises. That's all I get from you.
I can't believe your promises. Mark and I are still looking for that meal in Charlevoix.
God damn it, I'm so overwhelmed. I do want to quit smoking, or at least cut it way back, way back. Call Walter's dad over vacation, talk about flying. Go to Porsche's restaurant. I'm going to commit to some things here. Stop making all those silly promises. You don't mean a thing you say. Well, I'm going to bring in, Drew, a little electric helicopter that Matt Cunyata has made for me, and I'm going to fly it in this studio. And that's going to happen. That's a brand new promise. Maybe I have ADD, Drew.
You
Maybe I need Ritalin to get this stuff done.